fifth case, the United States versus Takis.
Justices, this is a sentencing issue. The district judge gave a greater sentence above the guideline range, and we believe that this court should reverse and remand. The major issue is whether or not the court had any type of justification to do so, and we believe that the court clearly, by its comments at the sentencing hearing, that this court needs to reverse. The first issue deals with the statement of the district court that he sentences individuals to jail, young people to jail for a substantial period of time, and that therefore my client had to go to jail.
Well, you know, we know now from Kimbrough that a district court may disagree with a guideline policy and set a sentence that is at odds with that policy. How does that affect your argument about the court's statement regarding, you know, the six-year maximum? I mean, after all, grouping is a guidelines concept that the district court agreed to discount. And, I mean, under the statute, I think you have to concede that the court could have sentenced him to consecutive terms for the two counts. And isn't that what we need to zero in on?
I haven't gotten to that point yet, but no, I don't believe the court could have done it. I think that no matter how you look at it, there has to be some justification to do this. I mean, you can't just say, I'm going to give him 6 years because I can, because the statute says I can. Just like if you have a drug case from 10 to life and the guideline range says 10, you can't say, I'm going to give him life. I mean, it's the same situation. You have to have some sort of justification, and clearly, as this court in 2007 and prior cases say, that there has to be the larger the variance, the more compelling the reason it has to be.
Well, his compelling reason seemed to be that this man defrauded an elderly couple he had known for many years, essentially cleaning out their life savings.
Well,
you know, it's not like underreporting sales at a restaurant or failing to report lottery winnings.
The way he
obtained the unreported income was key to Judge McDade's sentencing, and it's something that isn't really accounted for in the tax fraud guidelines. So
if I can respond, I think that he did get punished for that because there were two upward departures. I'm sorry, strike that. Two different things in the PSI dealing with the fraud issue. One was, I believe, 2 points, which dealt with defrauding an elderly couple and getting 2 points for that. And the second one, which I vigorously objected to, which the court ultimately accepted, was this issue as to whether or not they should get 2 more points. So they did get the 2 points for the fraud. And I think that was part of the guideline range. And for him to say, well, now I'm going to give him more, because he defrauded, because the elderly couple was already in the 2 points, extra 2 points. I don't think the court can then say, I'm still going to go up beyond that. And also, there's a problem here. We were on the assumption, and I think the assumption is clear, that the grouping of this IRS of filing a false return was that the most he can get is 3 years. And the PSI said that, the government agreed to it, and I think that if we had said, well, we're going to fight the amount of the fraud, or we're going to fight the issue as to, you know, how much fraud there was involved, it was part of the PSI, then we would have lost the acceptance of responsibility. And if you lose the acceptance of responsibility, you're at the 3 year and above, which means he's going to get 3 years no matter what. So we were prohibited from the arguments to even argue that, because we would lose the 3 points that we desperately needed to get it down. So I think that he still has to come up with a compelling reason, and I don't believe that when the court stated two things. One, that I could have sentenced him to 6 years. Two, that I send people to jail every day, that that is reason that this court can accept to say that this court's that the district court was correct in giving the extra sentence. Also, you're talking about even though it's only 6 months, it's still a 20% increase, which is a substantial increase of time. And I think that this court cannot accept that reasoning of the district court and just say, well, the fact that you made these statements in open court, these are the reasons that you're giving the defendant an excess sentence, that should be accepted. I think that is an excess of sentence under any circumstance, including fairness.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Daniels. Mr. Hartzler.
Hi. With respect to stating the maximum, I don't think there's anything improper, prejudicial, anything of the sort with respect to district judge's sentencing advising the defendant what the maximum sentence was, and of course it was correctly stated to be 6 years, somewhat of a moot point since he didn't get more than a 3 year sentence. With respect to the judge's reasoning, I don't think the judge's reason that he was going to give Mr. Takas, I believe is the correct pronunciation, a sentence above the guidelines because he gives large sentences to young drug dealers. In fact, the judge stated that he thought the guidelines were too low and that this was a situation, as Judge Rovner pointed out, where he betrayed the trust of people he had befriended for a number of years, stole their life savings, and as a consequence of that fraud, which the tax guidelines really did not take into consideration, the judge went above the guidelines. And I believe under the reasoning of Gall, these are the kinds of cases that this court is going to see and hopefully will conclude that the modest increase in sentence over the guidelines was reasonable and appropriate under the circumstances of this case, where there were clearly aggravating factors that moved this case out of what you would otherwise characterize as the heartland of failure to file tax cases. If there are no further questions, I will return the rest of my time to the court. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hartzler. Mr. Daniels?
Oh. I don't know what I did.
A little tricky, yeah.
Well, hopefully I can.
We'll get you some help here.
I was scared of this.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I'm good, I think. I just have some grave concerns that somehow the fraud aspects was not specifically accounted for in the guidelines. Again, I disagree with that issue because he did receive over 6 months in sentencing because he defrauded an elderly couple. So I think it's a double counting. And I think also, most importantly, is the oral opinion of the judge at the time of sentencing. I think this court has to look carefully at exactly what the district court did in this situation. I think that the reasoning that he stayed from the bench was not the specific reasoning that Congress intended when they put the guidelines into effect, and I just believe that the district court gave an excessive sentence.
All right.
No other questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daniels. The case is taken under advisement and